Okay, so in this lesson, we're going to have a more detailed look at the 30-day plan from zero to MVP. We did run through this super quickly in the very first module of the course, but now that we've been through everything that you need to do to go from zero to releasing your MVP, I figured it'd be a good time to go through each of these steps in a little more detail.
I've also got a bullet point checklist to accompany this lesson, so I'll leave a link to that PDF in the resources section below. And final thing to say before we get into it is this is like a 30-day plan, but obviously it's just the steps that I think you should take in the order you should take them. So you don't have to do this in 30 days. You might expand this out to be 60 days or however long you need given your circumstances. But all I'd say is I would not spend 6 months getting your MVP out because you could only spend a couple of hours a week on it. Things move super quickly, so I would suggest you're better to just get something out there sooner rather than later, even if it is fairly basic. As we've seen from some of the examples in the previous lesson, even basic cells and can act as a really good foundation, so don't be afraid to release something out that is less than perfect. All right, so all that said, let's get into the day-by-day plan. And obviously we're going to start with day one, which is all about planning, so defining what you want to achieve with your Chrome extension in terms of functionality, user base, and revenue goals. And you want to set realistic milestones for your project. And I cover this in more detail in module 3. So next up, you're going to try and identify some great micro niches. So using the information in module 4, you're going to list out a load of niches in your network, whether they're based on specific industries, hobbies, or just user groups. You're going to make a list of potential niches to explore further. And then the next day, we're going to be scoring and ranking these based on a number of factors, such as the size of the user base, the growth and stability of the niche itself, whether the users have money to spend on tools, how easy it is for you to target them, and how easy or difficult it is for you to understand the niche and what the users are doing within it. And you can use the niche and idea tracker tool that's in the bonuses section to score each of these niches based on those factors and identify the most promising ones. So day 2 through to probably day 7 is all covered in module 4. So if you need more information, you want to refer back to that module. Day 4 now, you're going to want to start joining these niches communities, engaging with them, whether that is in Facebook groups, subreddits, or bespoke online forums. You want to start joining them and listening to their conversations and understanding their needs and how they operate. And that leads us on to days 5 and 6, where you're going to be identifying problems and opportunities within these niches. So based on your observations and engagement within the communities, you're going to identify specific problems and specific opportunities that a Chrome extension could address. You'll search past posts for the biggest problems that have got the highest engagement and find frequently aired frustrations. You'll also want to spend some time walking in their shoes and trying to experience what the frustrations and difficulties are that you feel when you're doing what the niche users are doing as well. And take some time to consider how a Chrome extension could fix those frustrations and difficulties. And you'll end up here with a big list of problems and opportunities in the Niche and Idea Tracker tool. And that will help you then in day 7 to score and rank these problems and opportunities. So you're going to assign some scores for the pain side of this, so the pain frequency, intensity, and whether it is an evergreen or recurring problem. And then you'll assess the viability of your solution and score the solution fit complexity, how difficult it will be to create an MVP for, and where you can see your first 50 users coming from. And once you've got these scored and ranked, then you're going to move on to validating and invalidating your best opportunities. So if possible, focus on invalidating your assumptions and finding out what workarounds exist, if there are already competing tools that are having success. And you can use soft validation checks for the niche and for the problem. So using search intent indicators, and try your best to do some soft validation before we move on to actually creating an MVP. So in day 10, we're going to move on to reviewing all these opportunities that are in the niche and idea tracker. And based on your scoring and validation, choose the best idea that you want to proceed with. Start thinking about the features that your extension will have, and then plan out which of these features could make it into the MVP. So on day 11, we're going to generate some mock-ups. So start with some rough designs on paper, figure out how the screens are going to flow, and then use some online tools to design the user interface, trying to keep these mock-ups simple to understand at a glance for the target user. Because on day 12, we're going to build our version 1 of the website, which will use these mock-ups that we generated in the previous day, which should clearly communicate that value proposition of your extension. And to build this website, you can use the tools and templates in the website in a box bonus to get your website up and running quickly. And whilst you're working on your website, you should also create a privacy policy and set up a new Google account in Gmail for your Chrome extension. So just a reminder not to use your personal email or personal Google account for this. You should set up a new one just in case you sell and exit from this in the future. It's going to make it much easier to transfer. So days 13 and 14, you're going to start building your audience. So start creating content related to your extension's niche, post it on your website, blog, Facebook page, YouTube videos, Twitter, and start building an audience and raising awareness about your upcoming extension. So there's more details on that in Module 5. And then we've got basically 10 days from the 15th to the 25th to build the MVP and recruit and engage a team of beta testers. But all the way throughout that, you're also going to be doing that content generation and engaging with the community to help raise your profile and give you a solid reputation by the time you're coming to actually launch your MVP. So yeah, here we've basically got 10 days worth of build and test where you'll be able to begin coding your MVP based on your mockups and just restrict that MVP to the very core features of your extension that solve that problem you identified. Don't go too wild on adding too many new features at this point. You want to get this out as soon as you can and start collecting feedback from the user base as soon as you can do. So you'll work with the beta tester team, you'll get the feedback and reviews, you'll understand what they like and don't like about your extension and what improvements they suggest. And you'll be using the technical details for modules 6 and 7 and the Turbo Templates bonus potentially to build out your Chrome extension quickly. And then as we close in on the actual launch date, on day 26, you're going to gather your beta tester reviews and start including them on your website, add more articles, add the beta tester reviews, update the features of the extension. So you'll have then version 2 of the website that actually shows what this tool does and potentially what it will do in the future. And there's more details on that in module 8. And then we switch into marketing mode. So on day 27, we're going to be building up that pre-launch hype. So sharing sneak peeks of screenshots, testimonials from beta testers, exciting features, and putting that on your website, your blog, and social media platforms, emailing out to the people who've joined your email list, and just start building up the anticipation of the release. And then on day 28, you're going to want to prepare an onboarding email sequence. So when people do start using the tool, they're going to receive emails in an automated way after a set number of days. So you'll have a welcome email that's sent out instantaneously that will help introduce them to the tool, show them where they can get support, and lay out the framework for the next week or so's worth of emails, which you'll be sending to them on how to get the most value out of the tool. So you're just going to want to have a few short emails highlighting the benefits of the core features and slowly start nudging them towards upgrading to the paid plan to unlock even more wonderful features. You'll probably have a follow-up email to keep the users engaged, and then maybe you'll request a review after several weeks. But yeah, you need to have all this ready to go on day one when people are signing up. And then day 29, the final test, you're just going to ensure everything's working as expected, that your beta testers can install the extension, and either your extension is simple enough that people can just install it and use it straight away, or failing that, you have a quick start setup guide on your website, like we did with Merch Wizard and KDP Wizard, that you automatically open when the user installs the extension. There's more details on all these last 4 days in Module 11 if you want to refer back to that. And then it is a big day, the launch of the MVP. So I would actually recommend you aim for it to go live on the Google Chrome store, at least here. Maybe not start promoting it until day 30. Obviously, Google needs to review your new extension. And if you're a new developer, it might take a little while. So you want to be submitting it for review, probably day 26 or day 27. And then you can concentrate on working on these marketing tasks. So yeah, day 30 then is just about celebrating your launch and announcing the launch on your website, social media platforms, and emailing your email list. You want to start off small if you can do, okay, just in case there are any kinks to iron out, and then release it to the rest of your audience as your confidence builds. And yeah, pat yourself on the back. That is it. You've released a Chrome extension that has been beta tested and hopefully fixes a problem for a niche user group. And hopefully it's the start of something successful for you. So just to give an idea of the next steps after that would be to really give fanatical support to your early adopters. So make sure you are there to answer the questions, solve their issues, take their feedback, and continue to then build trust and loyalty amongst your users. You're going to want to start fleshing out your support knowledge base, including answers to common questions, putting in tutorials and troubleshooting guides. And then you're going to want to start monitoring those key Chrome extension KPIs. And then you can use that data to identify areas for improvement and make necessary changes. And then obviously you're going to start building those features that you decided weren't going to make the MVP. And you're just going to start iterating and regularly releasing updates to your extension. And that's it, away you go. So hopefully that gives you some confidence and reduces the overwhelm in actually going from zero to MVP. And I'll leave a link to the checklist PDF in the resources section below. And that's it for this lesson and indeed this module. So I will see you in the next one where we'll be talking about actually scaling up your extension, increasing the user base and increasing your income. All right, so I'll see you in the next module.